Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. Kathy Burns with us, folks, for our farm and food conversation. And we're talking about a beautiful but nasty little beetle. Actually, a big beetle.
It's pretty big.
It's a big beetle.
It's pretty big.
The Asian longhorned beetle.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard about a threat to maple trees from a fellow that was here taking a tree down on our property.
An ash tree that had been destroyed by the emerald ash borer.
And that led us to the discussion of other threats to trees. And this new threat that we're going to talk about today is called the Asian longhorned beetle.
And longhorn is an adequate description. The antenna are more than the length of the body by a good bit.
They're actually...
I wish I had antenna like
they're
that.
They're kind of cool-looking bugs. I'd say they're about the length of my thumb
in
length. And then these long antenna that tend to be sort of... have little blue bits in them. And they are also sometimes called the starry night beetle because they're a black body with little white specks on it.
I assume they're from Asia and they came here invasively.
Yes. And... the areas that they are considered a real problem to enough to cause some quarantine of wood products are, they started in Brooklyn, New York, and went to Long Island, and then on to Massachusetts, Worcester County specifically, Ed, for you Massachusetts people, Ohio, and South Carolina.
Yeah, there's a really good video by... an arborist in South Carolina is showing how they're trying to control it. And they're actually doing a better job of controlling this than they did with the emerald ash borer, as far as I can tell.
Part of that is because the good news about these beetles is that as destructive as they are, once they get into a tree, they do not fly very much. And they cannot transport themselves very readily from county to county, from state to state. So they were probably brought here inside of some wood packaging from Asia, and that wood packaging began to be regulated in 2005. So now you have to, if you're going to use any wood packaging, you have to have it heat treated or fumigated to transport anything.
And I suppose if you were going to transport firewood, say from South Carolina to Tennessee.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, especially if it's maple, because that might be housing one of these little devils.
Right. Yeah. They are slow to spread, but they do cause a lot of destruction. So the way you can detect if you're seeing an Asian longhorned beetle or if you see signs of an infestation, when you see one, everybody should just Google what they look like, and they're very distinctive. If you see one, try to catch it and put it into a secure jar and freeze it, because the people who are working on inspecting this want to confirm that.
Huh.
And how to detect an infestation. You will see round exit holes in tree trunks and branches about the size of a dime or smaller.
So big holes.
You'll see eggs that are oval or round wounds chewed into the bark, and you may see some sap weeping. You will see sawdust-like material called frass on the ground or around
frass.
The trees.
Never heard of
it's
that.
It's kind of what they...
be a good Scrabble word.
What they bring out of the trees.
Yeah, so, I mean, and we're here in Iowa. They're not even close to Iowa yet, but no matter where you are, even if you're in parts of South Carolina that haven't had this problem yet, you want to work with your local arborists and your USDA people to make sure they don't spread. We've been successful. For example, the Asian murder hornet, which is deadly to beehives, that has been effectively controlled. Like that came into the West Coast. The emerald ash borer has not been controlled. It just has been able to spread, probably because it can fly.
Well, what the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services wants you to do, you're welcome to call arborists in your area, but they want you to contact them directly as soon as possible. There's a hotline for Asian longhorn beetle, the ALB hotline, and the phone number is 866-702-9938, or you can submit a report online at aphis.usda.gov.
And again, that phone number is 866-702-9938.
It's a good idea to photograph that beetle. Also, so that when you send your report in, and also photograph any damage that you believe may have come from that beetle.
And do they bite? Do we know this?
The fella who was in the video that you sent me, Ed, had one crawling around on his hand.
Oh, he did. That's right.
And it looked very docile. It almost looked kind of like a fun little pet.
It is a beautiful animal, actually.
It is very beautiful. So they won't. I don't know that they don't bite. But if I were going to catch one, I would wear gloves. Or at least if I had a container to put it in, found one out on a walk somewhere, I would grab a big leaf of some other kind and scrape it from that surface of that tree or that leaf of the tree.
And these kinds of arboreal problems are not uncommon in our history. I mean, chestnut trees were wiped out in the U.S. We had, I can't remember which tree it was, there was a tree-lined street 100 years ago that was wiped out by something, and it was replaced by sycamores.
Here in Des Moines.
In Des Moines, yeah. I can't remember what it was now. But, and it might have been chestnuts, in fact. But there have been problems with elm trees. Mm-hmm. And now this is the latest threat to maple trees in particular, which we consider very serious because we make maple syrup.
Maple trees and other hardwood trees.
But
it won't really pay attention to a softwood tree.
Right. For some reason, they seem to reference maple trees as the most endangered. I don't know why. Maybe that's the preferred diet of the Asian longhorn beetle.
Maybe they're sweet.
Maybe they're sweet. Yeah.
Who knows?
But anyway, it's something to be taken serious and something we can actually do something about, especially if you're in the Northeast or the South Central, the Mid-Atlantic states. You know, those are the places where it's been a problem.
And folks, don't transfer that wood across state lines.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, no. Hey, Kathy, thanks for joining us.